makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang maligayang pagbati ginang Sen Amores sa pagkilalang muli na iyong natanggap. Ikaw ay ginawaran ng Women of the Year in the locality. So congratulations!
Thank you very much for that, Saibel.
How does it feel for you to win this recognition?
Well, it was really a surprise because I just arrived from the Philippines and a day later that was the awarding ceremony.
When was this?
This was done on the 8th of March in celebration of the International Year of Women. Yes, and of course, as a Filipino, I feel humbled in receiving this award on behalf of the Filipino community women in New South Wales.
Okay, so what are the community works you did that made you win this recognition?
I have multiple roles actually for the community over the last 20 years. But based on what appeared on the publication of on the souvenir program that was distributed during the awarding day, they highlighted my role as the current chair of the Open Small Community Organization Network, which is a network of 43 culturally and linguistically diverse communities that are operating to serve the communities within the local government area of Auburn, but in addition to that, within the greater Western Sydney region.
Okay.
So as the chairperson, this is my second term as a chairperson of ASCON, that's the short name for Open Small Community Organization Network. I have been responsible in coordinating all the community initiatives for the service of the different communities in the area. For example, we have been organizing every year the refugee camp in my neighborhood, which is a very important project that really highlights the difficulties and trials that refugees from all different backgrounds have to go through before they reach their freedom in Australia.
Okay, so why were you interested more to, you know, help the community of, you know, refugees?
Yes, because refugees are very vulnerable people. They did not choose to come here. They are just victims of circumstances because they have been victims of war in their own respective country of origin. And just like everyone else, we would like to have freedom. And we need to be able to give our welcome to all refugees, especially for those who could not even speak for themselves because of difficulties in language. They couldn't speak English, and so it's more difficult for them really to express what they want and the issues that affect them.
Okay. So I actually read as well, Ms. Sen, that you also like help them to find a job, right?
Yes.
Like to improve themselves and then, you know, be competent.
Yes, that's another project that we, this is also in relation to my role as the founding president of the Alliance of Philippine Community Organizations Incorporated, which is the dominant state peak body of different Philippine organizations within the state of New South Wales. Actually, we did a lot of trainings. We provided free trainings, which were funded by different entities like the local government area of Auburn and also in partnership with Dulles Lidcombe Catholic Club. So we don't have funding from government, so we have to source our own funding. And we have been very, very fortunate to be able to get funded by different entities. That's what we do. The Filipino community has been also very much involved in this training program, not just the refugees, but our kababayan who are actively looking for work. They have also been involved, very much involved in these projects. But aside from those, we also have provided training for the leaders of our community. Again, this is called the Managing for Organizational Excellence, which provides an intensive training, both theoretical as well as practical side of training for leaders on good governance, on the responsibilities and rights of different officials in different organizations, financial management, risk management, and many other skills that our leaders who represent different organizations as well need to know further on to enable them to really effectively manage their own organizations.
Okay. So, Ms. Sen, how were you nominated for this?
I was nominated. It's interesting because one day, I just received a phone call from the office of the New South Wales opposition leader.
Okay.
And at the same time, the MP for Auburn.
Okay.
Mr. MP Luke Foley. The office of Luke Foley rang me up and they interviewed me over the phone.
Okay.
And they got some details about my activities for the community, not just for our own community, but also for the multicultural communities in the Greater Western Sydney region. And I told them what actually I have been doing. And then they said, and I asked them, why were they asking me about all these questions? What's the purpose? And they said, because they are trying to look for a woman who lives in the Auburn local government area and in the Western Sydney region, whom they would like to, MP Luke Foley would like to nominate for the Woman of the Year for Auburn in celebration of the International Women's Year. And that was it. So I did not apply for this award. I was sought by the office of the Mr. Luke Foley. They also said that they have asked so many people from the local area about the person whom they believe would truly represent the women in the local area in terms of achievements and in terms of advocacies and what they have really been doing over the years to really contribute to the growth and development of the area. They said they heard, I think they were able to get several names that were mentioned by these different organizations and people that they have come in contact with. But I got the most number.
Congratulations.
That's what they explained to me. And therefore, because of that, and they said they also did some searches through the Google search probably, but they said they made a research about it, and they decided, the office of Luke Foley decided to nominate me for this honor.
Wow, congratulations for that, Ms.
Thank you.
Yeah. So did you attend an awards night for this?
Yeah, I attended
the
awards day. It's it was actually, it's a morning, it's a breakfast award ceremony.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that was the day after we came back from our Philippine holiday.
So you're still jet lagged when you went there.
Yeah, I was still jet lagged, but I couldn't miss this opportunity.
Yeah. So did you ever say a speech or deliver a speech?
No, there was no delivery of a speech.
Well, I'm giving you the chance now. What would you want to say?
If I were asked to deliver a speech, I would just tell them that I would like to thank the state government for the opportunity, because this was actually a project of the state government, for this opportunity of recognizing women like myself, because I was not the only one who was recognized for the job that we do. And personally, I did all these different kinds of services on my own accord without expecting something in return. So that's why it was really a surprise for me to be given this recognition. And this should also serve as an inspiration for our Kababayan that I represent to continue on serving the community without any expectation of getting something in return, because our community, as well as the multicultural communities and the other groups of people who are very vulnerable, deserve the best service that we can provide in our own little ways.
Okay. So my last question, Ms. Sen, how important is the contribution of a woman in this type of community work?
Very important. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman, you are an LGBT person or regardless of your gender preference. Women really are supposed to be treated equally with men and all the other types and all the other gender preferences. But above all, I think women are gifted very much. Mm-hmm. We are very much gifted with the ability to really be able to empathize, mm-hmm. with people who really need our assistance and who cannot speak on their own. So we need to be able to advocate for these people who don't have a voice.
Wow, very well said, Ms. Sen. Congratulations and thank you very much for giving your time to us.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Cybele, and thank you to SBS Radio.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.